Thank you. In Mark, the 9th chapter, beginning in verse 33, the Bible says, "Then they came to Capernaum, and when Jesus Christ was in the house, he asked them, 'What were you arguing about on the way?' But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another, 'Who was the greatest?' He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, 'Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all.' Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, Jesus Christ said to them, 'Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me.'" The words of Jesus Christ from the Gospel, the Good News of Mark, in the 9th chapter. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, may the words that I say be pleasing to you and are what you would have me say. May some seekers have their hearts softened so they can hear the cry of their brothers and their sisters in need. Through Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Welcome once again to the Jesus Christ Said Radio Ministries. It's so good to be with all of you, especially those of you who cannot, for whatever reason, get out to go to church. This is your weekly radio church, your weekly worship service. Happy New Year to all, and welcome to all in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome. Our website, which has the email address and contact information along with last week's sermon, both in text and audio on it, is www.JesusChristSaid.com. The name of our ministry, run together, no spaces, JesusChristSaid.com. If you'd like to send an offering so we can bring this message of hope and love to others, please send any tax-free amount to our mailing address, the Jesus Christ Said Radio Ministry, Post Office Box 162712, Fort Worth, Texas, 76161. I'll repeat those at the end of today's program. We begin 2008 with a message of unity. How can we Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, bring peace to the world if we cannot bring peace to our own church, both Catholic and Protestant, the one true church that is all of us, no matter what denomination we call ourselves? Baptist, Church of Christ, Catholic, Methodist, Mormons, all the various denominations and orders. If we can't bring peace amongst ourselves, how can we expect the world to take us seriously when we speak of the special love we have from the Prince of Peace? For all of our differences, and they are not large, even though some believe they are a matter of life and death of the soul, all of us worship God through His Son, Jesus Christ. All of us do. As each of us drives a different kind of automobile or eat different kinds of foods or live in a different style houses and wear different kinds of clothing, we're all united by one thing, the love of Jesus Christ. I call my ministry the Jesus Christ Said Ministry. On the radio each week and preaching the Word of God to our fellowship at the Manor Care Nursing Home each Sunday morning over in Fort Worth, and during the week studying the Word of God and testifying to the power of the love of God, and Pat and I and others who listen to us look for our commonalities, not our differences, though we all have a different way of following Christ. We do all follow Christ. I hope and pray that by hearing the words of Jesus Christ and listening, really listening to what Jesus says to us in today's world here in 21st century America, that we get back to worshiping God with Christ at the center of our worship, not worshiping some political party or some denomination or the personality of some spectacular preacher who promises us the wealth of the world to the exclusion of all others. Let's all have Christian unity in 2008, and let it begin right here today with us on the radio. Today's Bible reading comes from John, the 18th chapter, beginning in verse 28. The Bible says, "Then they took Jesus from Caiaphas to Pilate's headquarters. It was early in the morning. They themselves did not enter the headquarters so as to avoid ritual defilement and to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate went out to them and said, 'What accusation do you bring against this man?' They answered, If this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you.' Pilate said to them, 'Take him yourself and judge him according to your law.' The Jews replied, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death." Now, this was to fulfill what Jesus had said when he indicated the kind of death he was to die. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" That's our Bible reading for today from the New Testament, the Gospel of John, the 18th chapter. May God's mercy be upon us all and his life shine in our hearts and in our souls. We think of the apostles who were called by Jesus Christ and went with him during his ministry. We think of them as saints, and they are. But we find time and time again that they also were human beings, just like you and me, with all of our flaws and all of our limitations. I don't know about your flaws. If you had any, and judging by myself, I'd say that like me, you have plenty. But I certainly know about my own flaws. I'm not blind to the fact that I don't love others as much as Jesus Christ told me to. I'm not as accepting of others as Jesus Christ was. I find it very difficult to love my enemies as Jesus Christ commands me to. And as for loving my neighbor as myself, as Jesus Christ said, well, I gotta admit to you that I fall way short of what Jesus Christ told me to do. And thus the plan that God has for me, for my life, that plan that is unique to me alone in the universe, that plan that God has for me and only for me, as God has a unique plan for you too, that plan of God's, well, I've not followed it very well. Now, some of you may say, "But David, I've lived a very good life as a Christian. I'm born again. I'm an evangelical. And I'm certainly superior to you, since you tell me all about all these mistakes you've made in following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Well, Paul wouldn't think much of what you had to say. Here's Paul as he wrote to the church in Corinth from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 4. Here's what Paul said about that. "The Lord is my judge, so don't judge anyone until the Lord returns. He will show what is hidden in the dark and what is in everyone's heart. Then God will be the one who praises each of us. Friends, I have used Apollos and myself as examples to teach you the meaning of the saying, 'Follow the rules.' I want you to stop saying that one of us is better than the other. What is so special about you? What do you have that you were not given? And if it was given to you, how can you brag? Are you already satisfied? Are you now rich? Have you become kings while we are still nobodies? I wish you were kings. Then we could have a share in your kingdom. It seems to me," Paul continues to the Corinthians, "that God has put us apostles in the worst possible place. We are like prisoners on their way to death. Angels and the people of this world just laugh at us. Because of Christ, we are thought of as fools, but Christ has made you wise. We are weak and hated, but you are powerful and respected. Even today, we go hungry and thirsty and don't have anything to wear except rags. We are mistreated and don't have a place to live. We work hard with our own hands, and when people abuse us, we wish them well. When we suffer, we are patient. When someone curses us, we answer with kind words. Until now, we are thought of as nothing more than the trash and garbage of this world." That's Paul from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Even after hearing that that some will still believe that they are superior, better at following Christ than others. I'm trying to get you to see that in Mark chapter 9, Jesus Christ said, whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. And then Paul is telling us in 1 Corinthians, I want you to stop saying that one of us is better than the other. What's so special about you? What do you have that you were not given? And if it was given to you, how can you brag? I know you look around and the world is at war. The Muslims who say they are people of love and peace have been warring with each other ever since Muhammad died in 632 AD. 632 AD. The Sunnis and the Shias have been fighting over who succeeds Muhammad as the head of Islam. And I'm talking armed conflict with many deaths on each side. And I'm talking about war, continuing war for over 1,400 years. Now, this is what we as the United States occupying force in Iraq are now part of. And there's some question whether or not Muhammad died from being poisoned. Some scholars say he was. I don't know. So this is a dangerous place and a dangerous time, this dangerous world. But do you believe it's any more dangerous for a Christian now, for us now, than when the Romans were feeding us to the lions in the Colosseum in downtown Rome? And yet we followers of Christ argue among ourselves about who is the greatest and who has the best, or even worse, who has the only denomination. I know at least one denomination that says that if you're not of their denomination, you're not a Christian, period. You're not a Christian. Another denomination say that if you haven't followed their liturgy to the exact letter, you're not saved from a life of sin by Jesus Christ and you won't go to heaven. Now, Paul told us in the church at Rome in the book of Romans, chapter 3, beginning in verse 21, now you see how God does make us acceptable to him. The law and the prophets tell us how we become acceptable, and it isn't by obeying the law of Moses. God treats everyone alike. He accepts people only because they have faith in Jesus Christ. All of us, Paul says, all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. But God treats us much better than we deserve, and because of Jesus Christ, God freely accepts us and sets us free from our sins. God sent Christ to be our sacrifice. Christ offered his life's blood so that by faith in him we could come to God. And God did this to show that in the past he was right to be patient and forgive sinners. This also shows that God is right when he accepts people who have faith in Jesus Christ. What is left for us to brag about? Not a thing. Is it because we obeyed some law? No. It is because of faith. We see that people are acceptable to God because they have faith and not because they obey the law. Does God belong only to the Jews? Isn't he also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, he is. Paul says this. Yes, he is. There is only one God, and he accepts Gentiles as well as Jews simply because of their faith. Do we destroy the law by our faith? Not at all. We make it even more powerful. That's Paul writing from the Bible, Romans 3, beginning in verse 21. That's a powerful message for us today as we look at our various denominations and believe that all others are worshiping God wrong and following Christ in the wrong way. Paul said, what is left for us to brag about? Not a thing. Is it because we obeyed some law? No. It is because of faith. Isn't Paul clearly telling us that as long as we have faith in Jesus Christ, we are all equal in the eyes of God? That's the message that leaps out at us loud and clear. Pontius Pilate asked the question of Jesus Christ, what is truth? In our Bible reading for today, perhaps instead of asking, what is truth, as Pontius Pilate did in claiming that you and you alone have the truth about what it means to follow Jesus Christ, Perhaps a better question that Pontius Pilate could have asked would have been, what is love? What is love? When in John 13:34, Jesus Christ said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And in John, in the 15th chapter, tells us that Jesus Christ said, once again, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So Jesus Christ clearly tells us to love one another. Clearly tells us to love one another. There's no ambiguity in that command. We are to love one another, not backbite and accuse one another of not being a Christian, a true follower of Christ. How do you know what's in my heart towards God? We all know what Paul has told us love is. In 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, Paul writes, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not, now listen to this. Here's what Paul said. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And then finally, Paul ends with this unequivocal statement. Love never ends. The Bible says, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. Are you listening? How can you, even if you believe you're 100% right, hear what Paul is telling you and me and still insist that your way is the only way? It's your way or the highway. You can't, unless you go against what Paul says, what Jesus Christ says, what God says, what the Bible says. We must all be as Christ has commanded us when he told his apostles and us. After the Bible said Jesus Christ took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, Jesus Christ said to them, whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. We are all the children of the world who must unify to rid the world of evil with God's love. We must unify and come together in 2008 as one church. Let us pray. O God, Father in heaven, from whom comes the light of all the universe, be the guiding beacon for our nation as we begin this democratic process of electing new leadership for our nation. Give us the courage to be generous as a nation. Give us the eyes to see those in need and to help them through any means we can as a nation, as a church, as an individual. O God, maker of all heaven and all earth, be our light, and let the love of Christ from which all humanity flows into our heart. Give us the clarity of heart and soul to be good apostles following your Son, to be good citizens of this great nation that you and your generosity have given to us for safekeeping. We worship your goodness and your mercy and your generosity, and we fear your wrath. Give us the courage to follow the commandments of your loving Son, Jesus Christ, as he said for us to love one another and love your neighbor as yourself and love your enemies. Give us this strength to follow his truth, that love of God is stronger when giving of ourselves, both as citizens of a nation and stewards of a church. Give us the strength of character to be that light of Jesus Christ, that generosity of God on earth. In Jesus' precious name, we pray for these things. Amen. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you still are part of the evil and the sinful world, you can change that right now. You can have God help you either become included or become an includer. You can do that right now. No matter what is in your past, you can become a follower of Jesus Christ right now in the twinkling of an eye right here on the radio. If you're already a born-again Christian and have gone back to sinful ways, backsliding, to barring from the church house doors those that may need God the most, to not being a unifier, but to seeking power of this world and all of its false wealth. If your light for Jesus Christ has gone out, ask for forgiveness now. Pray with me right now, just us. Doesn't have to exactly be like this, but pray with me, a very short prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, please give me the courage to live the life Jesus Christ has for me by learning to love those around me. Save me from being lost and being dead in my soul. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. And then Wednesday evening, find a church close by, no matter what denomination, and if you're physically able, go there. Many churches have dinner and Bible study on Wednesdays, and that's the very best way to get to know God, by studying His Word. Pat and I go to Bible study every Wednesday evening in our church. And then next Sunday, go to church, any church. But go. Don't let anyone or anything talk you out of it. You go to church, any church. Forget about denomination now, and look for the love shining in the eyes and the smiles of those churchgoers. That's a reflection of the love of Jesus Christ that is in their hearts and in their souls. It's their fruit, the sweet fruit of the full blossom of their tree. You find a church, find the church, the instrument of God, the true instrument of God, not an instrument of some political party, and find that one true church for you where you can meet other seekers of the love of God. No matter what the name is on the outside of a church, it's what's on the inside that counts. I'd like to salute all you men and women on the way to Iraq or Afghanistan or just coming home, perhaps someday soon in this year of 2008, as we Christians all over the world unite in the cause of the Prince of Peace. We can have all those fighting and wars go home safely. Hello to all of our shut-ins today at the Manor Care on Skyline Drive in Fort Worth, where Pat and I gave the worship services this morning. I'm always glad to see all my friends over there and start the new year with them. Please write or email me and let's work together for the love of Christ to become a reality in your life and those around you. You can help Pat and me in this ministry by sending a tax-free donation of any amount to us. Your generosity, God's generosity living in you, will be known by God and will help us spread the good news of what Jesus Christ said. We need your help. Send your tax-deductible donation of any amount to the Jesus Christ Said Ministry, Post Office Box 162712, Fort Worth, Texas, 76161. That's P.O. Box 162712, Fort Worth, 76161. Be sure and keep posted on the Jesus Christ Said Radio Ministries by going to our website, www.jesuschristsaid.com. If you have a favorite religious song you'd like me to close the program with, let me know. Today we're going to start 2008 off with a rockin' rollin' start. Here's a song called Unified from the August 2000 album City on a Hill, which won the 2001 Dove Award for Special Event Album of the Year. This is featuring various artists, but here is Sonic Flood and Peter Furler of Newsboys. This is an Australian Christian rock group performing a rockin' declaration of unity in Christ. And it's a song called Unified, and since Peter Furler is going to be singing in Australians, it's difficult to pick up the words, so here are the words for you. From the outside looking in, a strange family in the world, one source, one final goal, one body, but not yet whole. Fallen short of the glory above, yet raised by faith in a love all melting under the sun of our loving God's grace. We are one body, of one spirit, with one hope that carries us all, one sun, one blood shed for the world, one God, one faith to which we are called. To the wise, it's a mystery, a stumble at the cross of Calvary. To a wretched fool like me, this is his blood, my creed, my family. Being established in a love of who is love, witnessing a great affection from above, the spirit shadowing our knowledge, consuming us. We've been seized by the power of a great affection. We've been seized by the power and unified as one. Here's Peter Furler and Unified. A song called Unified, and that's by Sonic Flood and Peter Furler of Australia's Christian rock band Newsboys. The last words I love: we've been seized by the power and unified as one. Are all the church house doors open to all, or are they not? Do we as followers of Christ welcome everyone or not? Are we to obtain unity in 2008 as Christians, no matter where in the world or what in the world or who in the world? Are we going to judge those passing through our doors when we ourselves are found wanting, Christ wants us to be includers, not excluders, to look for ways to include those that are the least of His and every one of His lost sheep. Jesus Christ commands us to do that. We, all of us, no matter who we are unified in our worship of God and the Spirit of God's love. Please come back next time we're here on the radio. If you'd like me to come to your church and preach what Jesus Christ said, please contact me at my website, www.jesuschristsaid.com. Pray with me one more time. Heavenly Father, keep us all safe until we meet again. Keep watch over us and keep our hearts full of Jesus Christ's love. In His name I pray. Amen. Until next time, this is David Perkins saying so long. I'll see you in church, and be sure to love one another. That's what Jesus Christ said.